Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know what it means when you hear that bell. You need to get your Bibles. And we're going to be reading together, beginning in Luke chapter 19 and verse 36. And we'll read on from there to Luke chapter 21 and verse 4. And then we'll begin a Sunday school lesson about Jesus teaching in the temple. So if you have your Bibles, be turning now to Luke chapter 19. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I'm Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at that congregation. I'm also the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Well, we would like to invite you out to come to some of our assemblies in our meeting house. It is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. In the reading today, I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version, from 1901. It was a very popular translation of the Bible in the beginning of the 1900s and continued on for many times with popularity. It has long since fallen out of use due to the multiple other translations that have come. But the translations that have come after the American Standard Version, to me, don't seem to reflect the scholarship that went into the translating of the American Standard Version. I usually preach from the King James Version and find it to be the most beautiful and the one that I study most of the time. But since these Sunday school lessons are coming from the American Standard Version, I'm going to take my reading from that. But if you have your King James Version, then you turn to Luke chapter 19, and beginning in verse 36. And you'll see that the American Standard Version and the King James Version are very close, and it will be easy for you to follow along. Now, if you have some of these new Bibles, you might find it difficult to follow along because they've taken a very loose matter in which they translate, trying to more interpret the meaning for you and make it easy for you, but as such, they've lost much of the depth and beauty and richness of the language, and they have also obscured many truths. But now, if you'll follow some of these old Bibles, they read pretty much alike, and you're going to find that as I read from the American Standard Version. Now, let me read to you, beginning in Luke chapter 19 and in verse 36, and it's about Jesus making his way into Jerusalem. And it says, "As he went, they spread their garments in the way. And as he was now drawing nigh, even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees from the multitude said unto him, 'Teacher, rebuke thy disciples.' And he answered and said, 'I tell you, that if they should hold their peace, these stones would cry out.'" Matthew 19 and verse 41. "And when he drew nigh, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If thou hast known in this day, even thou, the things which belong unto peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes, for the day shall come upon thee, when thine enemy shall cast up a bank about thee, and shall compass round thee, and keep thee on every side, and shall dash thee to the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation.'" Matthew 19:45. "And he entered into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold, saying unto them, 'It is written, and my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Matthew 19:47. And he was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him. And they could not find what they might do, for the people all hung upon him, listening. Now Luke chapter 20, and beginning in verse 1. It came to pass, on one of the days, as he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, that there came upon him the chief priests and the scribes of the elders, and they spake, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is thee that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I also will ask you a question, and tell me, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say, Why did you not believe him? But if we shall say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they knew not whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Matthew 20 and verse 9. And he began to speak unto the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country for a long time. And at the season he sent unto the husbandmen a servant that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him, and sent him away empty. And he sent yet another servant, and him also they beat, and handled him shamefully. And they sent him away empty. And he sent yet a third unto him, and they wounded and cast him forth. And the Lord of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned one with another, saying, This is the heir. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. And they cast him forth out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He will come and destroy these husbandmen and will give the vineyard unto others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. But he looked upon them and said, What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. Everyone that falleth on that stone shall be broken to pieces. And on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as dust. And the scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him in that very hour. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he spake this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies, who feigned themselves to be righteous, that I might take hold of his speech, so as to deliver him up to the rule and to the authority of the government. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, and accepteth not the person of any, but of a truth teachest the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Show me a denarius. Whose image and prescription hath it? And they said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Then render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And they were not able to take hold of his saying before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. Luke chapter 20 and verse 27. And there came unto him certain of the Sadducees that say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote unto us that if a man's brother die, having a wife, and he be childless, his brother should take the wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife and died childless. And the second and the third took her, and likewise the seventh also left no children and died. After this, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whoso's wife of them shall she be? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answered them, The sons of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they that are accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the place concerning the bush, when he called unto the Lord God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. And certain of the scribes answering said, Teacher, thou hast said well, for they durst not ask any more question of him. And he said unto them, How say they that the Christ is David's son? This is Luke chapter 20 and verse 42. David himself said in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. David therefore called him Lord. How is it he is his son? And in hearing all the people, he said unto his disciples, Beware the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes and love the salutations in the marketplaces and at the feasts, but who devour in the chief seats and the synagogues, and they devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater condemnation. And now Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men that were casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, Of a truth, I say unto you, this poor widow cast in more than they all. For all these did of their superfluity cast into the gifts, but she of her want did cast in all the living that she had. Well, that's where we're going to stop this reading. And in a future class, we're going to take up some lessons from some of those things which we have just read about Jesus teaching in the temple. There's a golden text for this lesson. It's Luke chapter 20 and verse 25. Familiar words to you, I'm sure. Jesus said, Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God. There is a devotional reading for this lesson. It's found in the 27th Psalm. It has an inscription as a Psalm of David. And now I would like to read the 27th Psalm. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I have asked of Jehovah that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle he will hide me. He will lift me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. And I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Jehovah. That is Luke chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. And this is going to bring our class period to a close for today. Remember, when you hear that bell, get your Bible. And you may want to mark in your Bible right now, Luke chapter 20, because we're going to return there for the next class.